Hey guys, welcome back to Iron Game Chalk Talk. I'm your host, Ron McKeefrey, and this is episode number 47. Iron Game Chalk Talk is a weekly podcast where I bring experts from the field of strength and conditioning to talk a little bit about the profession. If you've not already done so, make sure you subscribe to us either on iTunes or YouTube so that way you get each episode each week. Or you can join my mailing list at ronmckeefrey.com and I'll send you an email each week letting you know about the latest guests and anything I have going on. On the website also are all the show notes from each episode. So if you are listening to this on iTunes or YouTube, make sure you go over to ronmckeefrey.com and check that list out for all the links that we mentioned. This week, very excited to have Rob Taylor with us. Rob's a good buddy of mine. I've known Rob 15 plus years, going back to my Buccaneer days where he had helped with some camps with us and things along those lines. And so wanted to have Rob come on the show. He's been a guy that I've gotten to know and really respect by what he does for the profession. You know, he's a guy that continually gives back by he's got a weekly podcast, Smart Team Training Podcast, where he's interviewed tons of people. You know, he puts on clinics around the country. He's been at almost every level, Major League Baseball, NFL, international lacrosse. And we talk a little bit about his experiences there, the positives and the negatives. We talk a little bit about the importance of giving back to the profession. And we get into what he's learned in his current role. So real excited to bring this episode to you. Before we do, though, I want to make sure we recognize our sponsor, IgnitionAPG.com and EliteForm.com. This week, IgnitionAPG is the highlight, and really want to take a moment and talk a little bit about them. They are a sports performance equipment and nutrition company that's based in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I've gotten a chance to know these guys over the, especially this last year, but even, you know, interacting with Cliff and some of the guys on their staff in the past. And I got to tell you, I believe 100% in their mission. They're, you know, they're really dedicated to training the mind, the body, and the spirit. And they're doing such a fantastic job, not only in the field of strength and conditioning and their business, but even within their community and the communities that they're involved with and the athletes that they're involved in. So I would highly encourage you to check out their site. If you're a coach looking for some continuing education, they offer speed certification and on-site consulting. Or an athlete, they are provided, they provide world-class training equipment and supplements. Stay up with what they got going on by liking their Facebook page or any of the social media that they're on, Twitter, Facebook, Blogger, and YouTube. So I definitely reach out and follow them and support them for supporting us and continuing to make this a free resource for all the strength and conditioning coaches out there. Lastly, if you like these podcast, you would like Strength On Demand. Strength-ondemand.com is a online archive of clinic presentations that we've housed in one site that you could access from any place you have an internet connection and basically learn on your time, go to a clinic on your time, which is fantastic. You know, something that both Rob Taylor and myself put together because we were, you know, looking around for it and it didn't exist, and so we wanted to create it. So I'd highly encourage you to go to strength-ondemand.com and check that out as well. All right, let's get to it. Rob Taylor, I know you're going to take some notes on this one. Sit back and enjoy. Take care. All right, so there's a pretty good chance that you've gotten an email, a Facebook message, a Twitter tweet, whatever the heck they're called, from this guy that you see on the other side of the screen. But I've got Rob Taylor from Smarter Team Training. He's been a good buddy of mine for a lot of years now, going all the way back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneer days, and just a really, really good friend. And so I'm excited to have you on the show finally, man.
I appreciate it, buddy. You're doing a lot of big things. So it's pretty, really cool to be involved with the project here.
Hey, Rob, so for the guys that don't know you that well, tell a little bit about your journey, kind of how you got into the field and what you're doing now.
I was an athlete in college. I was very lucky to get an opportunity to play baseball in college. And while I was at college, a guy named Brian Wilt actually came into our university and actually became a strength coach, full-time strength coach there before he became a professor. And he came from Ken Manny. He was a GA up there, then became an assistant. He went through that grind of becoming an assistant. And I've always had an interest in athletic development, that physical preparation, in the weight room type stuff, weight room, running, conditioning. I just always enjoyed that aspect of learning about the body and how to develop. And to be honest with you, it's just the right people got in the right spot, and it kind of took off from there. He got me lined up with Tim Swanger out of Cincinnati, and then Tim got me associated with Marc Asanovich down with the Bucks, and then had an opportunity to go out and do stuff with the Anaheim Angels and University of Delaware, and then got a chance to go out and do stuff with Penn State for a short period of time, and then got hooked up with Jason Gallucci over at Princeton, and just steamrolled into a college experience down at Loyola in Baltimore, Maryland, where I am now. And a lot of opportunities opened up, and I got an opportunity to go into the private sector and been pretty much grabbing it by the horns and running with it every single day since then.
So, with all those, there's a lot of guys that are listening to these shows that are just now getting in the field, and you had an opportunity to be at the NFL, the Major League Baseball, you were international scene with lacrosse and, major colleges. What have been the positives of those experiences, and what have been the negatives?
Yeah, I mean, I always want to try to stay very positive about the experiences. I'm very lucky. You're very lucky. A lot of us that have been doing this for a while are very fortunate to be able to see a lot of really cool things that people that don't get a chance to see what we do on a daily basis, they don't get a chance to experience. They see game day, and that's all. And as much as that's a lot of excitement and a lot of energy and a lot of passion, obviously, on game day, I really like get a chance to I really enjoy watching kids develop, getting a chance to watch coaches develop and helping people, just become better people. I think one part of the thing going into college, and most of us have sat through exercise physiology classes and anatomy classes and even cadaver labs or just the science aspect of it, but no one took a class on relationships.
Right.
There's no real class on relationships, and I think that's the real big missing link. If you're going to ask me some classes, what should you take when you're in school or that type of thing, it's going to be that business. I think some people in our field, don't have any business savvy. They don't know how to make a dollar. But they're really good coaches, but they just don't know how to make a dollar when they turn to the private sector. So from all those experiences, not trying to deviate too far from the question there, but from all of those experiences, I think from the positive side of things, I think the relationships that you get a chance at all levels, and I don't care where you're working. I don't care if you're at the pro level, college level, high school level, working with 12-year-olds. Wherever you are, if you can make the best of that situation and inspire someone else to become great, then you're an incredible coach. I don't look at someone and go, man, you're a pro guy. You got to be much better than so-and-so. That's a load of crap, because people are bad at all levels, and they're very good at all levels. And it's been really cool now that I've been in the private sector and get a chance to get my head up and out of that that college sector where we're always trying to grind and help your team. And I get a chance to interview and talk to and get a chance to travel around and meet really cool people just like yourself. And that's been really, really rewarding. That's been the cool part. As far as the negatives go, I think sometimes people get excited about getting into college ranks, man. You and I were young. We both wanted to. We were like, we're going to both be pro. We're going to work in the pros. That's who we are. That's our personality. That's what we're going to do.
Right.
You start realizing that there's a lot that goes into that. You got to have a special personality. You got to have a special commitment to the team, the organization. You're always serving to somebody else, whether that's the college, pro, or international level for that matter. And then the individual, the private sector side of things. It's been really fun. You can become whatever you want as long as you're willing to grind. And you got to get up. It's the same passion that I had at college. It's the same passion I had at the pros. The same passion I had going to Australia and seeing 14, 15 countries all over the world doing this. And again, being very lucky to do that. But it's just a little different. Do I miss game day? Yes. If you're going to ask me what's one big negative about what I'm doing right now,
right.
I miss game day. But that being said, I get a chance to see game days on a lot of different days because I get a chance to live vicariously through the numerous athletes and parents that I work with nowadays.
Yeah, that's cool. And you talked about, getting a chance to interview coaches, and you and I have constantly shared a passion for giving back to the profession and also, that quest for knowledge, and so you and I are constantly battling and talking shop and that's how we've grown to be such great friends. But you how many what are you up to number wise podcasts right now?
We're over 200 podcasts now. It's over almost over 100 hours live on the podcast now. So in the past basically 2 years, I have over 100 hours worth of documented conversations, and it's almost over 500 hours of undocumented conversations that I've had off the show. So That's a whole another opportunity.
Yeah, over 200 coaches you've talked to. You put on numerous strength and conditioning clinics a year, you know, and in that experience, you know, and getting an opportunity to hear from some of the best strength and conditioning professionals in the world, what has that taught you? You know?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I think it's taught me that a lot of us are doing similar things. I think there's really no secrets, and a lot of times I like sharing stuff. So a lot of times people, you know, I do have people that get on the show or I reach out to and they say that it's just not their cup of tea. They don't want to be involved with the show. And that's fair. Everyone has their own choices and that type of thing. But I think from just talking to many, many people, from sports nutritionists to psychologists to whatever you want to call it, I mean, anything in the bigger aspect of what we do, the good ones are always going to find time to give back. I've learned that. And I think you need to ask better questions if you want better answers. And two questions that I think any young strength coach should ask anybody that they get a chance to meet. One of them is, what do you know now that you wish you knew then? And the other question being, in the concept of that type of concept, I guess you could say, what do you know now that you wish you knew then? And I'm actually drawing a blank on the other one. But anyways, that concept. You got to have better questions, okay? And I apologize for drawing a blank, but someone can email me and I'll send it to you anyways. But the premise of the whole show is based off those two. But I try to find different ways to ask those questions on the show.
You'll come back with it, I guarantee you. It'll pop up about 2 minutes from now.
And I think that's kind of cool because you're not asking for tricks from other people. You're asking genuinely how to learn about the trade. And I think people sometimes often forget that you and I both sat through 3 sets of 10 on the bench and learning how to do a proper rep. And I think a lot of people try to learn and deviate a little bit too quickly from that. And when the basis of your program has to be whatever you feel is your meats and potatoes. And I think that's really paramount when you start talking to people more and more in depth about their programs.
Well, you know, it's something that, you know, we had one of the same mentors in Mark Asanovich. And, mm-hmm. and you know, the question he would always pose is that you got to learn to ask the right questions, mm-hmm. you know, and by talking to over 200, you know, of the best in the world, you know, you start to learn to ask the right questions and you grow as a strength coach. So whether or not, have you agreed with everybody you've interviewed? You haven't agreed with everybody you've interviewed, you know, but you challenge yourself by getting out of your comfort zone, by reaching out and learning another way. And by doing that, sometimes you find, hey, you know what? That works in this part of my program. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you realize, you know what? I just strengthened my argument for what, you know, why I do what I do. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's healthy. Right.
I'll even grow on that if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
The second question is the second basic question was, what has worked for you?
Yeah.
That's a great question to ask because not everything works in every program because maybe facilities-wise, and you and I have had this discussion several times, you might need a program that needs 27 racks and I might have one or none. So that program's out the window. It might be fabulous, but it doesn't have the right – that doesn't fit in because of the mechanics of the program. So you got to have a bunch of – you know, a very big toolbox and a bunch of different ways to the skin of the cat kind of concept.
You know, along those lines with, you know, doing all those things, what, you know, talk a little bit about – because you're a passionate guy. I know you on a personal level. I know how much it means to you to give back to the strength and conditioning community. Where does that come from? Where does that passion come from? And why is that so important and quite frankly missing in our profession by a lot of guys?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit shameful on the part of the people that don't want to give back. Again, I can't judge anybody. I think I'm an extreme as far as trying to give back, so I don't want to judge anybody for whatever they feel is right. But I think more people need to give back. You and I were helped by many, many people to get to where we are right now, and so it's our turn to return the favor. Whether it's through clinics, writing blogs, doing the podcast, sending pictures, returning phone calls. How many people out there can you call? And I'm not talking about you, but the theoretical you, just speaking generally.
Sure.
We call people, and sometimes they don't call back for 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks. They don't return an email. That just speaks horribly about our field sometimes, and it might be true in other professions, but in a profession that I'm involved in, I find it embarrassing when I hear that from some people that, hey, the strength coach just doesn't get back to me. I guarantee if you send me a text, if you send something on social media, if you send me an email or call me on the phone, before I go to bed that night, I will return the phone call. I think it's very professional of somebody, if they reach out to you, just to give them a call back and just connect with them, find out what they needed. Even if it's to say, hey, man, I'm just really busy today, I'll give you a buzz tomorrow.
Right. No, You know, I think a lot of that, and that's not to be, and I know you, and I know your heart, and I know where, you know, where I'm coming from as well, is that that's not judging. That's just challenging. You know, we want to challenge each other. I think that's healthy to find ways. No, for you, that's all those different things. For somebody else, like you said, it might be a simple email back or just having a lunch with a young strength coach or something along those lines. And strength coaches have great hearts. It's not, you know, that's
without question.
The challenge is it comes down to, you know, time management a lot of times, you know, and it's just there's so much demand on a college strength coach, pro strength coach, private strength coach. What are some of the time management techniques that you've learned through your career to kind of get back some of that time so maybe you can do some of those things?
Yeah, I'm very lucky to be fairly busy. And one scenario, the thing that bugs me about the field is everybody you talk to, they're, I'm so busy, I'm so busy. Well, you don't find time in a day, you make time in the day. And you got to make time for the things that are important for you. A lot of people question why I'm on social media all the time, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or writing articles, again, just sharing stuff. There's a computer in front of most of us. Obviously, there's one in front of you and I now. And if you learn how to use that, you can schedule a lot of things so that you can be out fishing or enjoying your family or walking your dog or working out or whatever makes you happy. But if you find ways to really help you enhance your day, the quality of the hours that you put in, you can make time for other things that enhance your life.
No doubt. No, I agree with that 100%. Have you found any tools? I mean, is there anything, Outlook or an app or something along those lines, that from a time management standpoint that you found that's been helpful for you?
Yeah, I guess if you're new to social media, and I'll give you this, and even when you and I started or you were asking questions about how to do some of these things in the beginning, Hootsuite is one that I tell just about everybody about to begin with. Hootsuite.com is free, and you can actually go in there and schedule or post things ahead of time, whether you have a big game or you want to say happy birthday to somebody or that type of thing. It's a really cool tool just to again, just be more efficient with your time. Again, we're on Skype right now on a Saturday, and I'm sure if someone goes on Twitter or Facebook right now, I'm sure, as you implied earlier, there's either an email going out, a podcast going up, a tweet about motivation or a video or something that's just being shared. It's not branding to be so self-promotional. It's more to just be in your face so that you know that there's always somebody out there trying to get better. And to be honest with you, the stuff I share on there is more to remind me of the motivation and what motivates me. And that's just me getting an opportunity to share it with others. I don't try to put it out there to motivate the motivated. I'm motivating it to motivate me to help somebody else. And I know when I check Facebook, I look at some of the emails or the messages that you share and that type of thing, and as well as others. And it just motivates me to just do more. I try to give back as much as I can every single day.
You know, one of the tools that I use, and I know you, everybody's a little bit different, but I'm archaic. I have the old planner here, and what I get is the four person appointment book, you know. And so the left hand column is my schedule, and then it's my staff's, and then it's any notes from the day, you know. But you got to find tools, whatever that is for you. It's Evernote, it's you know, an iPad notes app or whatever, calendar, Outlook, whatever it is, it's going to help you organize your day and then batch time to be able to do those types of things. I know for you, I know 100% that, you know, there's an hour before you go to bed every night that you're plugging things in to Hootsuite or whatever it is to be able to help other coaches. And you plug it in and you forget about it. But somewhere down the road, it's helping somebody in some way. And, that's a testament to your passion and willingness to give back. I know you got to get going. I don't want to keep you too long, but, you know, we kind of finish these podcast up with a couple resources. Give me a quote that you live by. Maybe it's plastered up in your gym or, you know, on your truck dash or anything. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have brought up the truck because we'll go on an hour conversation about your dang truck. But what about, you know, give me a quote that you have.
Yeah, the one I guess that's most pertinent to me at the moment is, if you want more, become more. I really do think that people ask of others way more than they ask of themselves, and sometimes you got to look internally. I really do believe that you have to become inspired and motivate yourself. That internal motivation and that drive, that passion to become successful and make a positive impact on others has to come from within. So my message to most people as far as my most recent quote that's gone on our T-shirts and out on some different, you know, marketing pieces is, if you want more, become more. And that's a challenge to you and something that motivates others and that type of thing. And you read it however you want. But if you're questioning if you can become more, then just go out and do it. Make a, you know, instead of having just a wish, turn it into an action and have a plan and really attack.
Mm-hmm. What about a book recommendation, an app, and a website recommendation?
Yeah, actually, I've been reading a lot of like psychology, leadership, team development type stuff. That seems like an area of our field that I think that I can't learn enough about at the moment right now. Mm-hmm. Brian Kane has been a real cool guy to get a hold of his books. John Gordon, I think he does Energy Bus.
Yeah,
I just was down in
a couple of
yeah. Yeah, I actually interviewed him. He's an unbelievable dude. He's a really cool guy. Nick Saban talked about a bunch of things from the Energy Bus Seed training camp just last weekend in Orlando when we were down there presenting. And I think that's a really cool book. If someone needs a resource or, again, you know, jumping on a plane like you and I do, getting on a bus, whatever, make time to get better. Pick up a book, read it, listen to an audio book. You do a ton of audio books, way more than I do.
Right.
I think there's so many cool resources out there that you can really enhance your professionalism, and not only personally but also professionally. I don't really use too many apps per se. I don't really go into too many – I don't use the iPhone that much other than just the day-to-day, make a phone call, you know, check a couple emails, that type of stuff. But I do read a book. I do like listening to podcasts. I do like listening to these types of video casts. So that's kind of my big resources. As far as training book goes, I'm always going to go back to that the Matt Brisky, a practical approach to strength training. Dr. Ken's big white book, I forget what the name of that one's called, but I go through the steel tip collection or that type of thing. I go through that a ton. To be honest with you, I go through the process with our interns every single time I meet the interns and then get a chance to go through that. So to get a chance to reread those books that you and I have read for probably over a decade, if not more, two decades probably at this point, I always get a chance to pick up something new or something I forgot, and it's just fun and refreshing to really continue to just to grow as a professional.
What about obviously we're gonna plug smartertreamtraining.com, but give me a website that you go to when you're just trying to pick up some knowledge.
If I'm to be honest with you, I go to Facebook. I'm not going to be silly about it or try to beat around the bush or say there's one better than the other. I will honestly go through the news feed and just scroll down. And I don't care if it's just sitting on the couch or, just between sessions. And I kind of just see open mind, like you implied before. It's not about what I like, to be honest with you. It's not always about, hey, I'm going to pursue something that's I know works for me. I actually look at a lot of information that's not really up my alley. And I really try to become better at knowing about the quote-unquote enemy and learn more about what they're doing so that I can become better at myself, whether it's a conversation at an event so I can talk quote-unquote their language or just try to enhance my knowledge about what other people are doing. So I think it's really difficult in this field to have a conversation with somebody that can speak very transparently about a lot of different things, whether it's Olympic lifting or powerlifting or high-intensity training or CrossFit or metabolic conditioning or speed training or overload training. There's just so many different things out there that it's just hard to find someone that's willing to be very open about conversations. Again, not putting an opinion or a bias to it, just providing general information. If it works for you, I'm going to be supportive of it, man. If you can win a championship doing whatever you're doing, and sometimes your program and my programming are very different,
right,
I'm going to high-five you, man. Go get it. Inspire others to be great.
Sure. You talk about a couple different philosophies there, and I know you work mostly with the multi-sport athlete now. What's a normal workout look like? What's a normal week look like?
Yeah, if you go through a normal week in the private sector here, I generally try to get everybody in twice a week. I don't care if you're mom and pops. I don't care if you're the all-star lacrosse player or the high school football player. It doesn't make a difference to me. I don't think that the private sector, again, in the college level, pro level, we have a little more control over their quote-unquote recovery. And we can kind of manage our practices, that type of thing. In the private sector, I'm learning that I don't think we're overtrained. I think we're under-recovered. And I don't think a lot of people understand how to actually recover and design practice plans or workouts or eat, sleep, and hydrate properly to allow their body to adapt to the stimulus of strength training or conditioning or practice or school or life as a whole. Here's a hint. Just go to bed. And maybe that might make you better in the long run. You might get better strength gains from taking a nap. Again, we could do that in the college setting because we had a little better relationship with them. We saw those guys 20, 30 hours a week, just because we're on campus with them, if not more sometimes. Here in the college or in the private sector, you might literally see them for 5 minutes before they start the workout, 5 minutes after, and they're gone. Now, we do a lot of things on social media with people. We do the daily texts and trying to communicate and trying to be, again, develop that relationship with them. But you just don't have that hands-on type scenario. So we do use a lot of the interviews and different types of educational resources to try to educate people on really how to, you know, just take care of their body.
Mm-hmm. You know, with recovery, what's your go-to when you get an athlete that is coming in under recovered? You know, what three things? Obviously, you tell them to go to bed. Mm-hmm. You know, what are some of the, you know, from a in the weight room practical recovery techniques that you use?
Yeah, from in the weight room, if you're asking what we do on a daily, if you come in there and we know you're pretty whooped, you know, coach puts you through one heck of a practice, or some of the kids play four games on Saturday and four games on Sunday. I mean, you have kids too. You know how the deal is. You know, that little guy's wrestling his butt off all weekend long, and he's getting in the, you know, workouts on Monday, and he's exhausted. So you have to be able to adapt. And I think a lot of times the quote-unquote trainer, not to pick on titles, but the trainer will look at that and go, hey, we got to do it because this is Monday and we got to do this workout. The coach actually sits back and goes, maybe the best thing for the athlete might be foam roller, might be band stretching, might be one-on-one PNF type stretching. We actually use now what's called the recovery boots, and it's actually a pneumatic device that they spend about 10 minutes, maybe more. You can use it as long as you want, but 10 minutes is the minimum. And it actually gives you a lower body massage, or you can use it for one side, one arm at a time. And that's been really beneficial for us as far as I don't even care if it's the psychological component of just allowing the guys or the ladies. I don't care if, again, they're weekend warriors or they're college kids or they're youth. It just comes in different sizes and they zip it on. And that's been really beneficial from us. You know, people really enjoy it. I had two guys today come in just to do the recovery boots. Right. They came all the way in to do, and the other people were working out. And they're like, man, we're just exhausted from yesterday, you know, last night playing hoops. And we know we're going to see you tomorrow for workouts. Is there any way that I can just put the boots on? So.
That's strong right there. Mm. Well, hey, you know, these guys, you know, it would be almost impossible not to be able to find you somehow, some way. But give us the way you want people to be able to contact you or be able to reach out to you.
Yeah, obviously going to the website, smarterteamtraining.com, and I'm very lucky to be on a lot of different media formats that I actually do check, Facebook, Twitter, if you go on the fan page or if you want to connect with me on the personal profile page. I do check Twitter, again, quite often, so a lot of people are starting to communicate that way. Email's always the easiest for me. If you go to coachtaylor@smarterteamtraining.com and send me an email, I respond practically instantly. As soon as I get a break, that's the one thing I do check throughout the course of the day. As you implied earlier with my social media stuff, I check it in the morning when I wake up and an hour before I go to bed, and I do spend time there. But I try not to waste time during the day living on Facebook or Twitter or some of those, LinkedIn or that type of thing. But for the most part, if anybody has any questions or wanted to reach out to me, coachtaylor@smarterteamtraining.com, and just go to the website and hit me up. If I'm missing something on the website or there's an error or there's a typo, send me an email, man. I want to fix it and make it perfect.
Well, I can, you know, again, I would encourage everybody to get out and into one of your events, their first class run events. And you know, obviously the podcast is very strong. It's something that I listen to weekly as well. So I would make sure that you will subscribe to those. And you know, if you like them, give them a rating and all those kinds of things. But Rob's a good buddy of mine. He's a good friend and he's a great strength coach. I appreciate you coming on, man.
I appreciate it, man. I'm really honored to be on the show. It's you're doing a lot of cool things, Big Dog.
All right, but talk to you later, bud.
See you, man.
Guys, a couple quick things before we let you go. Don't forget to check out eliteform.com or ignitionapg.com and let them know how much we appreciate them for bringing the show to you for free each week. It was awesome to have Rob Taylor on the show today. Please join me in the comments section at robmckeever.com thanking Rob for coming on the show and sharing his info with us. All the show notes for this episode and the others with links that were mentioned are on the site as well. While you're there, join the mailing list so that you can get updates on new shows and anything else that I have going on each week. If you haven't checked out strength-ondemand.com yet, make sure to do so. It's a fantastic resource for strength and conditioning coaches, and I know that you will truly love it. Lastly, please subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube, as well as leave a positive rating and review so that we can continue to bring this show to as many strength coaches as possible. That's it for this week. Be sure to check back next week for another great episode of Iron Game Chalk Talk. Take care.